You're listening to The TP Cast,
the official podcast of Thomas Productions, Inc.
Here we discuss all of our latest videos, as well as other topics such as movies, Halo news, machinima, and so much more. So fasten your seatbelts, cause it's time for The TP Cast. And now, here are your very gracious hosts, Lay, Kevin, and Kyle.
Hi, welcome to TPCast episode number 65.
We're seniors now.
No, we're already seniors.
No, 65. 65 is when you turn senior in America.
I don't know about that, because
That's true.
I think you could, like, go to the senior center.
Well, 65 earlier. Is the actual age.
Okay.
65, yeah.
That's weird. You can go to the senior center before you're a senior.
Well, you're a senior when you're 65.
Okay. Well, on that note, I'm Lane.
I'm Kyle.
Kevin, are you a mute today? Yeah, he can't talk. He's just mouthing stuff. I can't understand you. Yeah, you're gonna have to...
Okay, if he can't respond, let's get the truth out. Kevin's gay. Just kidding.
No. Okay, so... Yeah, Kevin's sitting here with us.
Hi, I'm Kevin!
It's a miracle. Okay. Okay, we got a busy show. We got lots of stuff to review. We have also a little thing called the Halo Reach Beta, which... has come and gone since our last podcast. So, let's jump right into that.
I'm just going to give my thoughts really quickly. I hate the Banshee, but I love the new look of it. It looks so much better than all the other Banshees, but it sucks.
Okay.
And let's see. Generator defense is very fun, and I hope they keep it. And apparently, they're testing that for like 6-player online campaign co-op.
Yeah.
That's why they're testing that. Invasion. I definitely liked Invasion. I guess it's kind of fun to play on either side. It's like, you know, elites have territories, and then one flag, capture the flag, and then Spartans are just slayer the whole time. It's kind of cool. And all four maps were... surprisingly easy to memorize your way around, and very fun.
Yeah, the hardest one out of those was Sword Base, to know your way around.
Yeah, but they said that they're adding different like colors or something, so you can find your way easier, or know which side is which.
Yeah.
Okay, now that we're done reviewing the beta, let's move on.
No.
What?
No, there's a lot more. There's a lot of potential here.
Yeah, the
lots of content.
The sniper rifle is just the way it looks is like the best looking sniper of any game ever. I was gonna say something else.
I didn't get a hold of the sniper enough to really get a feel for it. But
yeah, I know.
From
just
what
the
I,
look of it.
From what I did, you know, the time that I did have with the sniper, I liked it. So.
Oh, my favorite armor ability is armor lock. I don't like that they nerfed it. Since beta, but...
They did?
They made it so that, like...
Oh, yeah. When people go up and punch it, they won't drop their shields.
And it uses more energy, or whatever you want to call it.
Kind of sucks.
Yeah.
I think it was pretty good the way it was.
Yeah. I love the jetpack physics. Assassinations, which at first I didn't like, now I do. And there's nothing more satisfying than pulling off an assassination.
You know what I realized? Regular assassination, like, if you just hit B from behind, they'll still die.
Yeah.
And because you're vulnerable during an assassination animation, it's really just for show. There's no reason to have it in.
Yeah. What I think they should do is, because if you just, you know, press the B button and just whack someone and kill them from the back, you get the assassination medal. But I think for... performing you know, legit assassination with the animation, you should get like a little extra medal.
Yeah.
Like a special assassination medal. Maybe it could be, you know, the ninja, only this time he's red or something like that.
With the new game or types. Gold. The new game types, like stockpile, that's, you know, that's okay. Headhunter, it's either really fun, okay, or sucks, but my first game, I got zero skills, and I thought it sucked, but then, once you start to get the hang of Headhunter, it does get a lot funner.
On my first game, I was doing poorly, and I thought it sucked too, and then I ended up getting a Kilimanjaro, Skullmanjaro, but I still didn't care for it too much. But apparently they've you know, tweaked it a lot, so it's much better.
Yeah. I hope so, because I didn't even play it, and I thought it sucked.
So, out of the new game types, which one was your favorite?
Least favorite has to be... I know that wasn't your question. But my least favorite would have to be Slayer versus Elite, because... I mean, Spartans versus Elite Slayer, because it's so unbalanced. And my favorite new one is Stockpile on Powerhouse, when you're on the red team. Because the red team has the advantage.
I might have to say Invasion was good.
Yeah, I would say favorite new game type, Invasion.
Did you notice the Spartan laser can only shoot 4 shots now instead of 5?
Yeah, they tweaked that, and I thought the Spartan laser, it didn't feel right.
It didn't feel right.
It felt more wimpy.
You're right, it was weaker to me.
It
needs more vibration.
Good. Yeah, the needle rifle is good. It replaces the carbine and is way better than
my carbine. Favorite new weapon used to be the needle rifle, and now I think I'm gearing more towards the DMR.
Which is much better than the BR.
Yes. Too. It sounds so much better too. The actual sound.
Mm-hmm.
I like that sound.
Although I'd still go with my initial reaction, and I think it should be a little bit more powerful. Because right now it seems like you can get shots off a lot more easily with the Needler rifle.
I think that when I first started playing the Reach beta, I was like, this is my favorite new game. It's better than Halo 3 for sure. Mm-hmm. Even just the beta. Because when you and I went back to Halo 3, we were like, what is this?
Yeah.
And then, yeah.
Is that still your opinion?
What, Halo 3?
Reach is better.
I haven't played Halo 3 since I played with you, so I think that answers your question. But I've been playing Left 4 Dead 2. I got Left 4 Dead 2 for Christmas, and I just picked it up on Friday. What was Friday? 28th of May. That's like 5 or 6 months that I've been, for no reason.
Just... Actually, you picked it up on Saturday.
That's right, Saturday, the 29th. And it's great. I really like it.
Back to Reach.
Yeah. So
just adding a tangent.
So, yeah, my favorite new game type is Invasion, definitely.
What about Grab Bag?
Invasion Slayer isn't bad either.
Yeah, my least favorite.
Wait, what's your favorite game type that isn't Invasion? Like one that you can get in Grab Bag.
I liked Juggernaut. It was in Free For All, but I always pwned.
The new game types other than Invasion, Stockpile, Headhunter,
Generator Defense.
Oh, Generator Defense.
And SVE Slayer.
That doesn't really count.
I think that was beta too much. Only.
That was a science.
Oh, test. I never played 3-ply.
I played it once.
I don't think I did either. So,
of those three,
Lane. I'd say. It all depends.
What was your favorite map?
Overlook. Overlook was amazing. I love the mud.
I think all the maps were... Like, whichever map you're playing
They're all pretty solid. Although...
I'm not, like, disappointed anymore that they're off in the campaign because they work so well and they're really good.
Yeah.
I'm excited to see Powerhouse tonight. My least favorite thing of all time in the beta came up way too much. And that was one flag CTF on Sword Base.
They changed the flag points... Did you see that?
They did?
Yeah. Bungie said that they changed like where the flag spawns and maybe even where you take it just to make it more even and funny.
Yeah.
I like the plasma launcher. That's fun.
Yeah.
The one under E is the...
Yeah, I wish...
I'm good with it. Nobody knows where it is, so I can just go get it.
Yeah.
It was the first weapon I ever picked up in the beta, and I died immediately. Because I didn't quite know how to use it yet.
Yeah, the first time I used it, I betrayed someone. So...
It goes towards teammates, too.
Let's see. So, yeah, my favorite game type other than Invasion... I think it would be Stockpile. Although it does depend, because it's my favorite game type if you're winning. If you're losing, it's like my least favorite game type.
If you're losing, it's like, I don't want to do this right now.
Yeah.
If you're winning, it's SWAT. Like, just keep going. SWAT is somehow way funner than it is in Halo 3.
Okay. Yeah, SWAT is better.
I need to talk about SWAT for a second. So in Halo 3, SWAT is not even possible. You're not going to see me in SWAT anywhere. In Reach, it was a lot better, and I actually found myself voting for it a couple times.
That was because you started to get into it. If you would have played
it... No, I played it in Halo 3 before, and I never liked it.
So, on the terms of graphics for Halo Reach, I didn't actually see much of a difference between Halo 3... Like, I thought Halo 3 was kind of smoother. I couldn't visually see any. I think part of it was just because it's a download, and it's still not even a finished game, so I think it will be better. Slightly better.
Because, I mean, like, if you look at the difference between the Halo 3 beta and Halo 3, there's a pretty big, you know, difference in that.
Well, some people say that the difference between Halo 2 and 3 was disappointing, and I can't see that. Yeah, because Halo 3 is amazing.
Yeah, it's kind of like... It got a little bit of getting used to, but once you were used to it, it was fine. Yeah, but I'm kind of with you. I didn't notice the difference in stylization, as far as just pure graphics, like in the maps, I didn't notice much of a difference.
Yeah, the thing is, the graphics don't look different, but the way the game looks and weapons and stuff, everything looks totally different. Like you can tell if you're looking at... If you're looking at a screenshot, you can tell if it's Reach or Halo 3.
Yeah. Like when I
don't like the way the trees look. Trees are ugly and shaped weird.
I haven't noticed that, I must admit. But, like, when I went from Reach, you know, using the Reach AR, and then went back to Halo 3 and used the Halo 3 AR, it...
was bad.
Yeah, it just seemed like a tiny kid's toy or something like that. So, yeah. Let's see. What else is there? Oh, they changed, you know, definitely the looks of the elites. I'm fine with it. I don't like their face, though. Too many teeth.
See, I think it's good that the elites look meaner and scarier, because I'm sure that's how they looked first to humans, the first time they saw elites.
Mm-hmm.
However, for the purposes of Marlon the Elite, having him look like a big scary monster instead of just a funny dinosaur-looking thing isn't as comedic. But I guess if it's gonna, we're gonna have to find a good-looking armor and stuff.
After seeing the gameplay, I'm not disappointed with their legs. They're not too skinny.
Yeah, when I first saw them, I'm like, "Whoa, those are really skinny legs."
The elites. I do like how they make them look a lot more like they did in Halo 1.
Mm-hmm. And also, I noticed with the Spartans, too, they look kind of Halo 1-ish. Like, especially if you're in the turret of the Warthog, it really looks like Halo 1.
I don't like how...
I think, just really quickly, the colors of red and blue team do look like Halo 1.
I don't like how the Spartans are small and bulky, because I really liked how they were... thin and tall in Halo 3.
I kind of
back to Halo 3. Rogue better be freaking back, or Captain Swab's gonna be impossible to make.
Yeah. So, might as well. Before, just really quickly, as you know, there's Spartan 3s. So, there is probably a bit of a difference.
But just so you know, Spartan 2s is like what the Master Chief is. That's like the big really, really good Spartans. And
that's
then
the first Spartans that's
George is a Spartan, too.
Spartan 3s are just the cheap, make cheaper. A ton of them ones.
Yeah.
If you read the book, Ghost of Onyx.
The Spartan 3 project, I think it was just a project to have a ton. It's a way to get more Spartans, but they're cheaper, but you can make more of them.
Yeah.
Well, Spartans 2 is where the elite Spartan legit guys.
Yeah. So there was, you know, since it's the beta, there's, like, lots of bugs and stuff in it, which people helped find. One of the bugs was you got, like, transported to, like, this, like, inside this, like, black pyramid or something like that. And then all these guys, died. It was on Powerhouse. It never happened to me, but apparently it happened to some people. And then also sometimes, like, dead bodies would have this thing, too, where it would have, like, this white helmet, and it would be a different helmet.
White shoulders. And chest, sometimes.
So, it was a glitch, and it would show up with a new type of helmet, which sometimes it was, one from the Reach campaign. Like, I think I saw
Emails is in there.
Yeah.
Here, can I sit there for a second?
Switch spots.
Okay.
Just keep talking.
And also...
Oh, that means Emails is going to be in the multiplayer and it's going to be way overused.
Actually,
I think it is in the multiplayer, actually.
I wouldn't think so, because if it's a bug, if it's, like, in the code or something, it could kind of manifest itself even if they put it in there for the campaign stuff.
Well, when people modded it so they could randomly spawn characters, his helmet came up a lot. When you shot the DMR and people came out, there was a lot of Emil faces.
I don't know, I'm still don't want to say that's for sure. But,
okay,
there
so
were...
Look, here are all the elite armors that's been found.
Oh, Kevin brought up a picture of elite armor.
So this one's like a rhino thing. This one looks kind of ascetic slash commando mix. And then, so here are, you guys can't see it, but just go to Bungie.net and there's a forum titled Halo Reach, the armor you'll be wearing this fall. So just search that and you can find it. Here, just, you know, mark 5 stuff.
Yeah, we already know all that.
Mm-hmm. And then this.
Yeah, so also... That. Oh, that's a cool attachment. So, also, Halo 3 helmets, or remakes of Halo 3 helmets, popped up. Like, here's the regular Mark VI.
It looks... I think that's... You get this if you played Halo 2 on the last day.
That'd be awesome.
And then ODST is back, looking exactly the same as it did in Halo 3.
Yeah.
Here's all the Noble Team helmets. I think George is like too much like Mark VI. At least the visor part of it.
I kind of agree, but don't mind. You know, the more the better.
I like this one here.
That
top one kind of looks like Carter's.
Yeah, so what we're looking at, the one that Kevin was pointing out, it's like a cross between Cat's helmet and an ODST helmet, basically.
And that's also kind of Mark VI to me. Okay, and then, let's see. So these are the white things you're talking about.
Yeah. Unfinished. So, like, EOD popped up, and CQB.
Those are both from
Halo
3.
The SPI one, SPI, I'm not sure if that's possible, because I know that those were made without regenerating shields.
So here's some shoulders and, chest, and apparently one of the things that would happen if you spawned, or if you died, some people ended up having that cat robot
robot arm.
I guess maybe you'll be able to customize your arms.
That'd be awesome.
I know that, I don't know what that thing is, in, like a canister in George's chest.
I think those are just grenade.
And then also
grenades.
Recon is back.
Yep. So, yeah, Kyle found this out. I guess it's gonna be, like a pre-order exclusive. You want to switch back, maybe?
And also, if you pick the game up on day one, you'll get that too.
Yeah. So, yeah, if you pre-ordered any version and go pick it up on the first day, you'll get it, which is awesome. So, let's see, what else is there to talk about? Yeah, but we didn't...
So there's Recon. Yeah. Looks the same.
We didn't see Rogue yet. Rogue's kind of the big question mark right now.
And for Scout, we actually don't care because we thought the military police helmet looked good enough.
Yeah, it's kind of like a...
If we needed it.
It's like if you took... Yeah, let me switch back.
It.
Yeah, if you took Scout and then just punched it in the face then it scrunched up.
Yeah, what we were saying is like. if we were gonna do Run the Elite in Halo Reach, then if there was no Scout armor in Halo Reach, then we would end up using that variant for Lemon Man.
Yeah,
there's a shoulder and chest called Scout. But they're different. Yeah, like the Scout shoulder was ginormous.
Yeah, the shoulders.
Whereas in Halo 3, it was this big.
Yeah, the shoulders and chest could really just change if they had to.
Yeah.
It's not too big of a deal. But yeah, hopefully, all the helmets from Halo 3 will be returning. And also, now, what do you think of the new credit system?
I like it.
I like it as well.
I hope
no more experience.
I hope that you can earn credit. There is experience actually getting. That's when you get to the captain.
Oh, right.
So I hope that you can earn credits in offline play so that we can buy stuff for Lemon Man. And
I think they already pretty much confirmed that. They said that, you know, the credit system is universal, so like that people playing the campaign will get credits too. And the way the armor is it's not going to be, you know, get an achievement to unlock some armor. It's earn up enough credits and then use that to purchase armor. So it seems like with that, it's looking really good for us because then we could just, you know, play the campaign on, you know, an account on the Xbox and then unlock the armor that we need to for our character.
Yeah, so apparently there's some stuff found in the code. It might be true, it might be not. It's BR was found in the code. Firefight and training level with Sergeant Johnson.
I could see a training level with Sergeant Johnson. That would be pretty awesome. Also, Firefight, I think...
Probable.
That's very probable. BR, not a chance.
Yeah.
Not a chance in the world.
I really hope they don't, because it
sucks. I'm just to make all those little whiners just, no, you're not getting the BR. Be quiet.
Alright, should we move on?
Yeah. Oh, again, nothing about Forge. Nothing about Forge yet.
I did see, though, there was, like, a video or some picture of, like, Bungie's menu. At least for their beta menu that has Forge and Theater and Campaign. So, Forge is definitely in.
Yeah, but it's just... It's, again, if you've been listening, you're probably tired of hearing me say this, but they have not mentioned Forge. Like, they haven't come out and
said
it.
They haven't said it, but I did see the option to go into Forge.
Yeah, so that makes me think that, you know...
Well, they're not going to not put it in. That'd be stupid.
Well, yeah, but I mean, like, it makes me think that there's something
they're
more
waiting.
To it.
Something I hope that it was really good in Halo 3 with the co-op, how they put you in as the Arbiter and then the other two elites.
Yeah.
I hope that they don't just do 4 Lone Wolves.
This is what they did in ODST.
I know. That's so stupid. Okay. I hope that they let you play as Noble Team or some new characters.
Yeah, the reason that they had multiple rookies in ODST was because you couldn't play as any of the other guys because it wouldn't work with the story because you're separated from all the other squad mates, so it wouldn't work out with the fiction, supposedly. So,
all right, we should move on. Yeah.
But I kind of think that if you're playing co-op, as much as I'd like to, you know, have 6 players and each person plays, you know, a different member of Noble Team, I kind of am thinking that might not happen because, you know, when you play campaign, it's your multiplayer armor shows up. You are Noble Six, and if you have a recon helmet, Noble Six will show up with a recon helmet. So I think it'll be the same for, like, the other person you're playing co-op with.
Is the color going to still be...
I think the color is, you know, going to be whatever your multiplayer is, too.
I didn't really know that.
Me neither.
I mean, I think I knew you could kind of customize your guy, but I didn't know.
Yeah, cool. It, from what I understand, it completely carries over, so, like...
Like Mass Effect.
I guess, mean, but, well, like,
I mean, now you can totally create your campaign.
Well, you see...
Well, it's like, you create one guy, and that's the multiplayer guy, and then that's also your campaign guy.
Speaking of Mass Effect, IGN posted something that they're looking for a job. They have a job opening, and it's to turn the single-player playedness into a multiplayer-friendly thing.
Huh?
So, I say Mass Effect might be going multiplayer for Mass Effect 3.
You mean like co-op?
That's a multiplayer.
Multiplayer is can be co-op, so.
Yeah.
Alright, let's move on. What's the next thing?
You mean from Reach, no, or...
Next topic.
Yeah, so... Like, totally ditching, yes. Reach?
Are you all right,
no, not done, I'm afraid. So, they also announced it's coming out September 14th.
Yeah.
Woohoo! That's a lot sooner than I thought it was going to be, so yeah. I'm happy. Because technically that's still summer.
That's exactly when I thought it was going to be, because I thought they were going to do September.
Well, not...
Yeah, I was expecting, hopefully September, but, like, later September.
Hey, did you know that we learned about...
it was fall.
Are you going to go in a midnight launch if there is midnight
today
launch?
Being June 1st, so. We learned about Halo Reach 1 year ago today.
Is that true?
It is true. E3 2009 was June 1st.
Wow.
We saw the first trailer and first gameplay of ODST a year ago today.
It's amazing.
It is amazing.
Yeah, so speaking of E3, E3 is coming up and Reach is going to be there.
I'm excited. Fallout New Vegas.
I'm excited for Gears 3.
Fallout New Vegas is going to be amazing.
Yeah, I'm just looking forward to Halo Reach.
Lane.
Kevin.
And the new Guitar Hero. Lane, you need to open your doors a little bit and let some more games in. You can't just be Halo nerd forever.
Halo is my standby. I tried Call of Duty, and it just... There's no replacement for Halo. There's no replacement.
Played it for a really long time, Lane. It replaced Halo for a little bit.
Yeah, so anyway, what I hope that they don't do at E3 is do what they did in ODST and, like, just... show the whole, like, first level.
Over and over again.
Yeah, I really hope they don't do that, because I kind of want to be almost surprised when I pop in the game disc. I hope that they show...
Well, Dust wasn't the first level I've ever played.
No, I mean...
They show the very beginning.
Yeah, the first, the very beginning, the opening cutscene when they drop in. I hope that they...
Well, apparently the VGA trailer was part of the first cutscene.
Well, yeah, but it wasn't the whole thing. Like, with E3 and ODST, they showed, you know, the whole first thing. You pop out of the pod, and you go, and you find the little doohickey. So, I hope that they don't show off a whole level. Because that kind of just takes away from it.
Yeah. Although, we do want to see some campaign footage.
Yeah. Okay, I think... Is there anything else for Reach?
No. We need to move on. It's been a half hour.
I don't know.
I think we're good enough then.
Alright, let me just quickly, really quickly talk about vehicles. In Reach. Yeah, they've changed some. The Ghost is fine. Ghost is good.
No, the Boost is... bad.
Ghost is this.
I don't like the boost. It needs to be faster.
I didn't notice the boost. It seemed
boost is better to me. You can turn easily.
The boost seemed the same to me. The Warthog.
Gonna take getting used to.
Yeah, getting used to, but I don't think it'll be a problem.
It's not too different.
Tank overpowered.
It can
destroy a Wraith in one shot.
I could not control the Scorpion. for some reason, the turning seemed different.
Have a huge problem with every weapon seeming to be with being able to take out a vehicle. Like, if you get in a tank in reach, you're doomed within 5 seconds, really. Too many people can just fire their plasma pistol at you. Or whatever weapon they happen to have can shut your tank down.
And that's one thing that I hate, because
it's like, oh, I don't want to get in a vehicle. Someone's just going to kill me really quick.
Yeah, the vehicles, it seems like there's way too many weapons that can take out vehicles. Like, even in Halo 3, it was kind of on the border. But I think this has kind of crossed the threshold. And that, you know, getting a vehicle and lots of people are going to be able to take you out. Like, I think I was, I was an Elite playing, Invasion Slayer, and I got a Wraith, and then I hopped in it, and some Spartan, shot a grenade from his new Pro Pipe, aka grenade launcher, and did the EMP blast. So I was stuck there for a few seconds, and then I started up, and he did it again. And then the race shut down, I had to wait, and then when it popped up, he did it, like, over and over again. He did it at least, like, 5 times, and it was really annoying. So, yeah. I feel like vehicles, hopefully, will not be kind of put out of the way. And I know you like the Banshee, Kevin, but I don't.
I like the look of it.
I don't like the Banshee.
I only like the new look of it.
For me, I don't like the look of it or how it operates, especially when you go to do the little dodge thing where you do the flip. That just takes you out of it so much, and it's like you have to regain control after that.
The Halo 1 Banshee was the best. The way it looked. The most Banshee-ish to me.
Banshee-ish.
Yeah. Okay, we really need to.
I think people are tired of hearing our opinions.
Yeah, okay. Being able to put in there. Okay, email! We got two.
Yay! How many of them were from Max?
just one. This one. He just wanted to inform us that he couldn't. He tried calling our voicemail, but for some reason it didn't pick up. So I went and called it myself, and it seemed to be working fine for me. So I would say try calling again, maybe from a different phone or something.
Tell him the numbers.
Oh my god, Lane. When was the last time you made this thing?
It's 208-474-2690. By the way, Kyle is looking out into the backyard.
No, not your backyard, your jungle.
Well, we're kind of doing a little project with the patio right now, so that's kind of taking a back seat right now.
Plus, it looks dangerous. There are probably snakes living in there, then. Just kidding.
So, yeah, the number is 208-474-2690.
And I was going to say one calling
it, I think. I'm going to try calling it right now, so
tell them what they'll hear.
Yeah, so that's why I'm calling
it. Put
it
up to the microphone.
Yeah, so 208-474-2690. So this is the message that I'm calling now.
This is how you know that you've got the right number. Yeah. It's not us.
So hopefully
thank you for calling. To leave a message, please press 1. To leave a fax, press 2. Or begin faxing at any time.
Don't leave a fax.
Yeah.
We don't want to fix.
So then just press 1, like the lady said, to leave a voicemail.
And then leave a voicemail.
Yeah.
And then you're done.
All right. So that's done. All right. By the way, leave a voicemail.
Please.
Okay.
Try it right now that you know that you're doing it right.
Okay. Now, here's another message from Joey. He says, I have a question. Do you have any other machinimas planned other than Marlin? Well, not officially.
Then how's episode 50 going?
It's getting there.
Have you done anything?
Yeah, I've done some more editing work, a little bit more composing. So, it's coming along. It's coming along.
What were you saying about not officially?
Definitely out June. So, like, there are some ideas that we have for some machinimas. Like, you know, Halo 3, Dance TV 3.
Not so, getting along.
Like, not yet, but maybe this summer it's a possibility. You know, I have been, you know, accumulating some songs that we could maybe use.
Also, I saw on Twitter just a minute ago, or not just a minute ago, but a while ago, that you are doing voice work for some other people.
Yeah, kind of in my spare time.
You forwarded me an email, didn't you, with some lines?
Yeah, that was, they contacted, apparently, you contacted them saying that you wanted to do some stuff too, or something like that?
I said that, I think I said it would be interesting to try. Like, working with other people, and that if they wanted me to do voice work, I'd try it out for them.
Yeah, so they sent me the email, and then, yeah, we'll discuss this later, because people aren't interested in this. Okay, so, yeah, doing some of that on the side, and then also, there were a couple just other ideas floating around, totally nothing official.
I don't even know what he's talking about.
You do. I just can't say it. Okay, so...
Oh, was it the movie about the death of Marlon?
No. Okay. So,
Death of Lemon Man?
No.
Man, I don't know.
New King of the Pit? No. So, yeah, so leave a voicemail. Again, I already said that. Okay. New videos...
Are numerous.
Yeah. we came up with a new Halo News video.
Hilarious. By the way, Lane, I think, minus the first one, since I wrote the script for the other two, I should just become script writer for this. Whenever.
That's fine with me.
I mean, not, like, in excess, but, you know, whenever. Probably, next one, probably E3 needs.
Too soon? I don't know. Yeah, too soon. I'm thinking.
Well, not during E3, after when all the news has come out.
I would say maybe, like, one more before Reach.
Before it actually comes out?
Yeah. Because it is a lot of work editing all those green screens in there. And making it, especially, like, the ones going back and forth from, like, the split screen to just the whole screen. Plus, how are we gonna kill off Kyle next?
Yeah, I have to think about that.
Yeah, he's been caught on fire. He's frozen to death, and now in this one, spoiler alert, he drowned in his own ball juice.
So it's ball sweat, not juice that comes from your balls.
Yeah, let's not go there. Yes, the sweat. So, yeah.
I'm thinking he could go hiking and get bit by a snake. You want to know where I got that
attacked
idea?
Attacked by a bear!
I got the idea.
From the backyard jungle. Yes.
Okay. And do you have a bear costume? Just no. Get one. Just that beard. Okay. Attacked by a rabid hiker.
And then also came out with In the Beta. It's a machine we kind of had an idea for it and then kind of put it together at the last minute. And it's a takeoff on the song In the Navy. It's like from the 70s, so you probably won't know it unless you go on YouTube and look it up.
Or you are from the 70s.
Yeah. Which I highly doubt if you're listening to this, but...
However, if you are, great.
That's beside the point. So anyway, do it together. I hoped it would have gotten on Bungie.net, but he submitted it and we didn't see it, so... I don't know if it got drowned with all the other... with
montages.
Yeah, that's all that newsfeed has been are, like, beta montages, and I'm kind of getting sick of it, so...
Yeah.
But, yeah, or if they didn't think it was good enough...
Screw you, Bungie.
No, never mind, don't. No, we love you. We love your games. So.
Bungie with the F.
That's from another... another...
That's unreleased, isn't it?
Yeah, I haven't released it. Yeah,
Lane made a song with the lyrics, Bungie with the F. That's all I remember.
Yeah, that was one of the... Yeah. Yeah, I'm still not sure if I should we should make a whole, like, video out of that or not.
All right.
Okay. So, yeah. That's pretty much it for new videos. Pretty much, Marlin 50 is the only thing we're working on right now. And then
that's... Oh, and,
Yeah, and that's definitely coming out this month. The month of June. And then also, and then, you know, it's gonna be summer, so then we'll kind of free to do whatever we want type of thing. Mm-hmm. And then Marlin starts up probably in September again, so. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's what the future holds right now.
Yeah.
Okay, so now I think we can go on to Tasty Reviews. The summer movie season has officially begun.
We've already seen two movies, so we have two to review. Unless, Lane, do you have anything else to review?
If you saw Shrek, I'm going to kill you.
No, I did not see Shrek. I did not see Shrek.
You're going to, aren't you?
No, I'm not. I'm not. I'm not.
Did you hear about Shrek 1? It came out in first.
What?
For
it was
tickets.
The number one movie.
Oh, for this weekend?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that. I'm boycotting Shrek. I swear, the first time that I see Shrek, this Shrek movie, will be when we rent it from Netflix. So.
You're gonna see it?
No, definitely. I'm definitely not giving them my money.
But you're gonna watch it? Anyway,
It'll probably at some point, like when it comes out on DVD, when I can rent it from Netflix.
So you want to see it?
No, I'm not seeing it. I'm just saying it's.
But you just said when I rent it from Netflix, you're gonna rent it.
No,
and
I
watch
said
it?
I said the first time I see it is when I rent it from Netflix. Yeah.
So you're going to rent it and watch it?
Hey, I have a little brother. He's probably gonna want to watch it. So
you don't have to watch it.
Okay. Anyway. They're not getting my money. Okay, so let's move on to the reviews. So I'm going to play the spoiler alert right now. Get that over with.
Status report. Captain, we have incoming spoilers off the port bow. Quick, evasive maneuvers. Negative, Captain. There are too many of them. They're coming in fast. Oh, crap. Quick, brace for impact. Ah!
Hey!
Okay. So that counted for both movies we're about to review. Can you guess them? Can you guess the movies? Incorrect. We didn't see Shrek.
Okay, so we saw...
Sex and the City and Shrek.
No. So Iron Man 2 and Prince of Persia.
The Sands of Time. Prince of Persia.
So it looks like Sheepdog's coming out of his home. So, you know, I have a sound for him. So I'm going to play that too.
It's time once again for another segment of Sheepdog Movie Reviews.
Okay, so let's do Iron Man 2 first. By the way, that spoiler alert went for both, so if you haven't seen both...
Well, they're not going to be many spoilers for Prince of Persia because I don't remember anything about it.
Was there anything to remember about it?
No. Okay, we'll get to that later. Do you want to just do it now?
No. Iron Man 2. We have to go chronologically. Okay.
So. Saw Iron Man 2 first.
Okay. Alright, Cheap Dog.
Hi!
Okay, so. We're gonna. You need to ask questions.
So, Iron Man 2. What's that a sequel to?
Iron Man.
Yeah.
I want to say Spider-Man 2. You hear they want to get a black guy to play. Spider-Man.
Yeah, I think that would be kind of cool. Mix things up. Although, I'm not with them for rebooting the whole franchise, because it's kind of like, really, you just made three Spider-Man movies, and that's all going to be for nothing now? But anyway, okay, so, Iron Man 2.
So, what's it about?
It's about Tony Stark. He's announced that he's Iron Man, and...
Now there's follow-up from that.
Yeah. The government wants to take his suit. He's dying.
Wait, they want to take his crazy, and turn basically. It into, like, the military.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, this Russian guy, Ivan Vanko, is hired by Hammer, creative ex-wife, to build him an army, or to build him a suit, but he actually builds drones instead, which become the new Air Force, Navy, military, and Marines.
No and, Coast Guard, I'm disappointed. Yeah,
and then the drones destroy the Strike Expo, which goes on all year long, and it's not just 1 week. Meanwhile, Rhodes takes an old Iron Man suit and calls it War Machine. And he fights against Iron Man, but then they team up to destroy the drones and Vanko. Meanwhile,
Sam Jackson shows up with an eye patch.
Yeah, Happy Hogan and what's her name go in and fight some people. And that's all I remember.
And then a hammer comes, and then
hammer
that's it.
comes, and yeah. Oh, and Tony Stark's dad left him.
Oh yeah, the blueprints. So then the he could make a new life. Yeah, so to make a new core for himself, so he wouldn't die.
He synthesized an unsynthesizable element to put inside him to cure his ailments.
Yeah.
And okay. He had to, like, drink, what was it? Not plutonium.
Yeah, I don't know.
Dangerous.
Okay. Sheepdog, am I going to have to slap you? Something? I'm not asking questions.
I'm going to slap you.
Oh.
Sorry.
Okay, so, yeah. Whoa, you got some fur on there, Kevin. In your shirt. He's shedding. It's getting to warmer weather, so, you know, he's got to have to shave his winter coat.
On me.
Yes. Okay, so, yeah. And questions, Sheepdog.
So, who plays the main character besides Iron Man?
Oh, there's multiple main characters besides Iron Man.
Okay, never mind.
Yeah. So basically, impressions, it's the same, kind of the same thing as Iron Man 1. It's neither better nor worse than it. It's kind of on an equal footing, but it's kind of hard to compare them because the layout of the story is kind of different.
The first one was flawless, in my opinion, and the second one is funny.
Yeah.
Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
I think the first one was just a little bit better. I don't know what I gave the first one, but I'm gonna... I don't know. That feels really good, Kevin.
Sheepdog, stop licking Kevin's leg.
No, keep licking my leg. It feels good.
Yeah, so... You have a rating, Kevin?
I don't know what I gave the first one. I just decided to give it 4 out of 5 stars. Yeah, I'm going to go with...
The second one?
The second one is 4 out of 5 stars. Sounds disappointing, but it's not too bad.
Yeah, I would say the same with Kevin. I mean, Kyle. 4 out of 5.
Don't get us confused, Lane. You've never done that.
Hey, I'm speaking fast, okay?
Okay, I don't know. Somewhere between a... Definitely higher than a 3.5, but I'm not sure if I give it a 4. Let's go 3.8. 3.8 sounds good.
Really? I can't imagine what Prince of Persia is going to be. Okay, speaking of that, Prince of Persia.
Prince of Persia, spoilers to my score, it will be probably less than 2. Okay, first of all, everyone's Persian, but they all have a British accent. For no reason, that's stupid.
Yeah, I kind
of... None of the actors were Persian, I think. Gandhi was in it.
Yeah,
Gandhi.
Yeah, the same.
So, the story was basically, I forget.
Yeah, the day after we saw it, I remembered nothing from the movie. I couldn't tell you a single thing that
actually
happened.
I can tell you kind of what happens. So, there's this guy named Dastan, which made me laugh when I first heard it. I'm like, seriously, that's his name?
I'm sure that's a real Persian name, Kyle.
I know, but I'm like...
How dare you?
It just kind of made me laugh, like...
It's just like the line from Narnia, Aslan. Okay. See? Okay,
anyway.
So.
Destin is an orphan who is chosen to be the Prince of Persia because the king likes him.
Because he likes his spirit.
Because he threw an apple at somebody. And he's like this great warrior and he can jump on buildings and stuff. And he does the impossible. And
that was kind of cool when they were shooting the arrows and he was like...
And he breaks into some building and...
How could the arrows stick into like stone?
Yeah, and then like they didn't break when he grabbed onto him.
It's been like, super arrows. They
supported
arrows.
His whole weight.
I mean, like they mentioned like the steel-tipped arrows, but even that couldn't pierce stone.
So anyway, he breaks into this place where there's a princess, and
I don't remember like how he got the sword thing.
Yeah, he was kind of okay. So the king's off somewhere else. The king's legit son.
Wants power.
Yeah, he kind of they can either invade this place or not. And then the king's advisor is there, and he advises them to attack. But, what's his face? Main character? Doesn't. Aslan. Yeah, he doesn't. So, but, they just go ahead and invade, and then they go up into this tower and invade, and then there's this magical knife with, like, sand.
It's a dagger, Lane.
I'm calling it a knife.
It's a dagger.
A dagger?
Yeah, a dagger.
A dagger, yeah.
Okay, so they get this dagger, and then...
It's a dagger.
And then the king comes to celebrate the victory, and when, you know, he keels over.
Because there's a poison robe that was put there by his Uncle Gandhi. No, his brother Gandhi. Even though they thought it was from his brother. They thought the poison was from his brother. No, not from his brother. They thought the poison was from his legit son. But it was actually
anyway, they go
Gandhi.
On this ostrich adventure. Which is stupid.
Was that even in the game?
I don't know. Anyway, they go with this, like, ostrich king guy. Or something.
Wasn't that the guy that played Doc Ock?
Yeah.
In Spider-Man?
Yeah,
I thought so.
Alfred Molina. And then...
Also not.
And then I don't remember. And then there was some like thing in the cave where they stick the dagger into this rock.
Oh,
which
by the way
turns back.
By the way, if you press the button on the dagger, it'll turn back time. But there's some magical sand in the dagger, and if
you use it all up, there's like no more.
Yeah.
And then so they stick it in the magic rock, which turns back time, so that nobody died. Whoever died. And he's like, alright,
yeah, so basically,
happens.
Yeah, he found out that the king's advisor was the one who killed him, because he wanted more power, so, you know, surprise there. And then...
Anyway, Destin kills himself, but then he doesn't.
So...
Spoilers.
So then...
Oh, yeah,
also, the, yeah, so the advisor dude finds out that there's this hourglass with more of this sand to go into the knife. So he finds it, but then the main character, Destin, I got it right this time, doesn't want that to happen. There's something, I don't know, the princess says something about the gods gave it to her, blah, blah, blah. The world's gonna end. You know, kind of, haven't we heard this before somewhere? I don't know.
I think it's in every story.
Yeah, so, yeah, they find this magical hourglass. And so then they turn back time all the way, and then Destin's able to stop the king's advisor from killing him.
All right, so that was stupid. 1 star.
I give it 1.5.
Yeah, seriously, do give it 1 star.
And by the way, there is a lot of action. It's just the same.
Overused.
Lots of slow
seems
motion
like
flips.
It seems like they filmed the action scenes
first
on a... green screen, and then just put different backgrounds for each scene.
First, they filmed the action scenes, and then they wrote the script based on the action scenes, which were based on the game. And then they used all the action scenes as the whole movie.
That's pretty accurate.
Oh, you know what else sucked? Is that the whole movie was about that chick.
And not the Prince of Persia. What's his name?
I don't remember.
See? One star. So I didn't like it.
Yeah, I...
G.I. Joe was better.
No. I felt like they were trying to create, like, almost like a Pirates of the Caribbean franchise out of this. It seemed like they were kind of trying to go for that same vibe. But failed. Yeah. So, yeah. 2.5 out of 5 stars.
Then you gave it 3.5 on Twitter.
Oh.
What was that about, Lane? I had to give it 3.5.
I guess it was because of all the good action.
But now good that you slept over, really? But now that you slept over 2.5.
The 2 minutes of good action that was reused over and over again. Okay, so I guess I gave it 3.5 out of 5 on my Twitter.
Retract. Do you retract the answer?
For now, I'll compromise and just say 3 out of 5.
A 3, wow. I didn't like it.
Do you want me to go back to your 2.5?
I don't know.
Your decision, Lane.
I'd be happy with that.
However, I'm sticking with my 1 star.
Okay, 2.8, final answer.
I can't... That's great. I can't think of a reason to give it any higher.
Actually, I'm going to give it a 1.9.
I liked G.I. Joe more, and I liked... What's that other movie with that chick that we saw?
There's lots of movies with chicks, Kevin.
Clash of the
Titans. Oh, the same actress.
Yeah. Wait, she was in...
Better. I agree this is better than Clash of the Titans.
Wait, was really? She in G.I. Joe?
I thought no. Clash of the Titans was better.
She was in James Bond.
Right. Yeah, the Quantum.
I thought Clash of the Titans was better than Prince of Persia.
It's hard to compare them. They're very different.
Even though one has shiny dads. Liam Neeson, the other doesn't.
Shiny Liam Neeson wins every time.
Okay, so... looking forward, there's some more movies coming out this summer.
A-Team, Super 8, whatever that is.
Also, Kyle and I saw MacGruber.
Oh, I saw the trailer for Super 8. Looks awesome.
Kyle and I saw MacGruber. I really liked it. You haven't seen it. You probably don't really care, but
yeah.
I'm just going to say I give it
then
4 stars. Pretty good.
I see when it comes out on pretty Netflix, funny. Probably next month, you should rent it.
Gruber?
MacGruber, yeah.
It was pretty funny.
Okay.
I mean,
but you're going to have to watch it, like, with headphones.
It was, yeah. It was rated R.
And turned this way.
It was rated R, but it was pretty funny.
It's unreviewable on the podcast.
If you're old enough. It.
So,
go see it.
Yeah, so A-Team's coming out. I thought Super 8 was, like, way later in the year.
The Expendables? Sound like that. Is it Expendables? Is that what it is?
The Arnold Schwarzenegger movie?
Yeah.
Where he somehow gave himself a somewhat American accent.
I thought that
why can't you speak like that regular, dude?
As I understand, he's just in, like, one scene
that's
of that,
I heard,
that
I thought,
movie.
Do you think it looks pretty good?
No.
Not really.
Fail.
No.
I kind of think it's
good. Now, the other one that we saw the trailer for, Inception...
That's the...
Yeah,
that
was good.
Yes.
We should go see that. What's that rated?
Yeah. Probably 13.
What do you think of Splice?
Gay.
Jeez, I don't even remember it.
We didn't see the trailer for it.
Oh,
yeah,
but... You haven't seen the trailer for
it. Yeah.
I think it's stupid. Inception does look good. I hope it's rated PG-13. So we can see it!
Is there anything else that's coming out this summer?
Probably.
Can't think.
Lane's looking forward to seeing Shrek.
Opposite. Okay, I think we've exhausted our content.
Let's get it at the end of 1 hour. We have to stop it at exactly 1 hour. So let's go sign at.
So email us podcast@thomasproductionsinc.com and then call us 208-474-2690. Leave a voicemail.
Question of the podcast. How bad is Prince of Persia? Yeah, and I'm Kevin, so goodbye.
By the way, if you played the Prince of Persia game, compare it to the movie.
Yeah, I am Kyle.
I'm Lane.
And we have 15 seconds, Gil.
Yeah, so, I don't know, 10.
10, 9.
9.
And that's just going to be a countdown now.
7, 6, 7, no wait, 5, 4, 3, 9, oops, 2, 1.
Thanks for listening to the TP Cast. If you liked the show or hate it with your guts, please let us know by emailing us at podcast@thomasproductionsinc.com or leaving us a voicemail at 208-474-2690. If you would like to find out more about this podcast or about Thomas Productions, please visit our website at thomasproductionsinc.com. Please note that all non-original content featured in this podcast is the sole property of their respectful owners. On the other hand, all original content featured in this podcast is the property of Thomas Productions, Inc. It should also be noted that the views and opinions expressed in this podcast do not necessarily reflect those of Thomas Productions, Inc., although they usually do. Again, thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time on the TP Cast.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye now. Bye-bye.
Prince of Persia's
That's a pig.